Good evening, everybody. This is Tinsley and
Tina down here on the beautiful Gulf Coast. Woo!
And for the Getting Beachy podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you doing tonight, Dana?
I can't complain about a thing. You?
Not really.
A little headache. No headache?
I do have a little headache tonight, yeah. But I'm trying to kind of just push right through it. You know how we do.
The pollen's pretty crazy right now.
A lot of people do talk about that. I don't know if it's that or not, but, you know, but hey, you know what this time of year is?
Spring break?
Yeah, which is one of our three beachy topics tonight because it is Threesome Thursday. So the first thing we want to talk about is spring break. So are you excited, Dana?
Well, you know, we're at a little bit of an odd age, you know, where no kids involved. We're a little too old to get excited about it. So really, for me, spring break means a crowded grocery store, a little bit more traffic, but local businesses have to be just elated to have everybody back. They have to be totally thrilled. So in their in solidarity with all local business, I'm very excited that they're back.
Yes. And for real estate, it brings buyers in.
Oh, tons of buyers.
And we're looking forward to them. We want them to call us. We want to help people find that condo and you know, get in a condo before the big summer season, this big summer rental season. So I pulled up an article, and they're saying Beth Gendler, president and CEO of Gulf Shores and Orange Beach Tourism, is expecting the numbers to be about like 2023. So it's going to be flat to last year. And they think it's going to be a little shorter this year because Easter's earlier.
March and April with Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, and Baldwin County schools out starting March 25th for that week. And then Mobile County's not out until April 15th.
Yeah. So, and they're all pretty staggered. Is that right? They're all pretty staggered throughout the state.
Yes, I think so. The Mobile County and Baldwin County, I think we'll see our biggest crowds because I think there's some colleges that line up with that as well, but they're expecting that, I believe is what I read, to be the two biggest weeks.
Okay.
But boy, they're already here and the place is hopping, man.
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing they're really talking about this year is emphasizing, paying attention to those flags that are out there. Let's see. I found they're emphasizing beach safe, know before you go, and to really pay attention to the flags. So when folks come down, they'll be able to leave just as happily as when they got here.
That's right. And it would benefit to pull up a little chart on what a,
yeah, I've got them right
those
here.
Those things? You got the rip current, what that looks like?
Yeah, so the yellow is moderate surf and or currents. The purple is marine pests. High hazard is the single flag, red flag. And then they got the double flags. Now, they're saying here that it's illegal to enter the Gulf with double flags. Now, is that true? Because I thought, you know, because it's right before hurricanes, you always see the surfers out there.
It's right there in print, but yeah. I see people do it as well, even without a hurricane. Sometimes they'll have the double flags and they come, but they can't stand right there on top of people to keep them from going back in. And some people are that it won't happen to me mentality, or, you know, they're baddie Bayside. What was that? Baywatch lifeguard swimmers that aren't really lifeguards. They're just people that think they, you know, should be on Baywatch that have to get out there and act a little nutty on those double red flags. So
it does say within the corporate limits of either city when two flags are displayed. So if I guess maybe that's how they get around it. Some of the surfers right before a hurricane, but perhaps. We're not encouraging that though.
No. Do you have, you don't have a picture of what a rip current looks like. That's what I was saying. People should look up because there's like a calm place. And it's kind of, you can kind of see it. I don't know if it's as easy to see from water level as it is from up above, but those rip currents are what usually surprise people the most. And that's why they go to the Two Flags for sure. If it's a super high risk of rip
currents. I know what you're talking about. Let me see if I can find that real quick. Keep talking.
Okay. And as everyone should know, you don't swim against a rip current. You swim parallel to the beach to get out of that rip current. So that is important. You know, having water safety knowledge during spring break is a very, very important thing. Yeah, that's
it. Here it is right here. There. Yeah, I'm going to try to make it bigger here.
Oh, and the bottom right is kind of what they look like in real life a little bit. That's a little bit understated. But yeah, you can look at those and kind of see it's those were some pretty cool photos. Oh, right. Well, anyway, so it's spring break. And oh, there is other news on spring break. Gulf Shores beaches are no alcohol during spring break.
Right. Right. So here's, it shows someone actually trying to swim out of it. This is the way to escape. This is the way to
parallel. That's right. Yeah. Parallel to the beach.
Okay. So, and also like Dana was saying, they will institute the no alcohol rule again, and which is, as far as I know, only during spring break.
Only in Gulf Shores.
March 4th through April 28th, the Gulf Shores City Council once again adopted a resolution banning alcohol on beaches from March 4th through April 28th. Now, this doesn't mean you can't drink at your condo or around the pool or other designated places, but it just, you know, helps keep the, what would you say, Dana, the rowdy crowd out.
That's right. That's right. And we allow drinking here in Orange Beach, but they do crack down on underage drinking. And we have seen them do that while we are personally at the beach enjoying our day. And you don't want that. That's just embarrassing, if nothing else.
And the Gulf Shores police, they tweet about it.
They do. They do.
They say they want to let people know.
You gotta love the law, man. Love the law and respect the law. And you won't be close, in a tweet.
You don't want to be on there. I live close to the Gulf Shores Police Department, and I'll see them, some young college-looking, young fit kids, and just in a swimsuit, barefoot, walking out the next morning with their phone, getting out of jail.
Poor things. And also, if you're watching this and you're headed down here, we do have a lot of unmarked police cars. Be mindful of speed limits and do be mindful of traffic laws. Everyone in law enforcement is kind of on high alert to keep everybody safe over spring break. And with all the traffic, they really are trying to keep everybody safe. So be mindful of speed limits, red lights, stop signs, you know, pesky laws of the land.
Yeah, come down and have fun, but this is not the place to speed, especially this time of year. And you're so right. You know, when something goes down, you don't realize how many police are around you. When something goes down and they all have to go, all these cars light up, and you have no idea that they were police until they're off running somewhere. So you can look at it two ways. You can be scared if you're doing something wrong, or you can think, hey, I feel pretty safe here. Right.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So, and for real estate, you know, we do anticipate, that there will be some more buying over the next 30 days. We'll talk about that one on our third topic, but the next topic, if you're ready to go to the next one, Dana.
Sure.
We'll talk about the airport. So the Gulf Shores Airport has been trying to institute commercial service. And there's been several air services that have expressed interest. We just don't have the facility. Well, they just got some money, some national money, I guess you'd say, a grant. And Gulf Shores Airport is being given a $5 million grant. Now they do anticipate that the facility that they want to build is $10 million. Now the article I read didn't quite say where the other five's coming from. Maybe we're going to match it. I don't know. But, and they're hoping to, you know, kind of lock something down by 2025, maybe even 2024. Now we've heard this before and it didn't happen, but they're, you know, you got to keep trying, right?
That's right.
And airlines know we have 8 million visitors here a year. So it's tempting for them. They want to get the business. And then there's some people that will not drive to the beach. They'll only fly. So we'll be able to capture some of those folks. Don't you agree?
I do. Capturing is a good thing.
Yeah. So that's in the works. So they're always trying to improve Gulf Shores and the services here. Let's see. What else are we going to talk about? Just a little bit of market update. Not too deep into it. Because, you know, we're still down from the year.
We've been talking
before.
About this a lot. So, yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit, though. Not grossly down.
Right. We still have people buying here. And we do think it's going to pick up as more people come in.
What happened last week when the rate dropped? What, like a whole quarter of a percent or something? What happened, Tinsley?
Well, it dropped a quarter of a percent, and applications with mortgage companies, at least with one mortgage company, went up 11%.
So are you trying to tell me that people got excited by a little rate drop and pulled the trigger real quick while that rate was down just a little bit?
They did. So it didn't take much, did it? A quarter of a percent. So another thing that I wanted to bring up that our broker said that I found interesting. I'm not an international market kind of gal. You know, that's why I have a good broker for that. But he talked about deflation in China, which only helps us with our inflation. And why is that? Because we get cheap goods from China. I thought that was very interesting.
Interesting.
Anything that helps, right? So
every little bit, apparently, even a quarter percent.
Yeah, and inflation is 2.9 now, and if it can get to 2%, we'll see some more short-term rate cuts, and it's achievable. So we're always looking for the little bits of hope that we can throw out there. but in the meantime, I'm working on some things, and my husband's working on some things, people in our office, and the listings have gone up a little bit, like 45 condo listings in a week. So if you're a buyer, there's more things to choose from.
That's right.
So come on down.
That's right.
You got more things to look at. And if you don't see something, you've got something specific in mind, we can help you find that.
We can help you find that. Absolutely.
We create our own inventory. So if you have something you want in this stack, in this building, or this corner, or on that floor, we'll go out and try to find it for you.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Like dogs with a bone.
That's right. And we have a team of people, the Myrick team, that we all specialize in certain areas or condos or look at Dana. She's an expert on houses.
Houses, you name it. I do it all. I just listed a beautiful 3-acre parcel. So if you want to come down, have a little privacy, you know, bug out, I got your spot.
Tell us about it.
It's a nice private little 3 acres in Alberta. It's nice raw land. It's ready to go. It's got trees. It's got a little bit of everything for somebody wanting to get on down here. $129.9, not a bad price. A very private location, not on a main highway, not even on a county road. It is actually off of a clay road. So everything around it, pretty much neat as a pin. Met the neighbors, very nice. Ready to go for somebody.
Any restrictions that you know of?
No restrictions. No restrictions other than, you know, what the county would require if you build. But you can have chickens, hogs. nobody right around that area does that I saw, but it is allowed. So it is a great place for somebody that wants to, you know, have a little homestead or just a nice, quiet place to live.
And not have a lot of rules.
Yep. No through traffic. I mean, it's pretty sweet out there.
Okay.
So we got it all. We got your beachfront condo. We got your backwoods 3 acres. We got your houses. Mm-hmm. I got something in a 55 plus community. We can pretty much find whatever you want. And right. It's time to move here. There are some deals to be had. If you're wondering when, now is a really good time because we can work out some things on a house for you. That's an area that is right now is the perfect time to pull the trigger if you've been looking at homes down here.
Yeah, the housing market is performing a little better than the condo market. And we've talked about it before, but there are deals still to be had for pre-construction homes, right?
Absolutely. But you need to call us to talk about all that. We have a lot of information that we're not going to share here. So, yeah, call us. We can get you hooked up.
Or you can email us at gettingbeachypodcast@gmail.com. And please smash that like button. We need all the help we can get with the algorithms.
And we want to be liked. Everybody wants to be liked. So just push like.
We do have a couple of we have a couple of comments. No bikinis, keep your clothes on, somebody said. And then someone wrote, wait, let me make sure this isn't.
Hold on.
Look at this. I remember when you could park the Dodge truck on the beach, make a campfire, wake up and listen to the dolphin and some Beach Boys songs. What happened to freedom? Well, you know.
Arnold, I hear you. I was born and raised here, and I do remember that. Do you remember when the sand dunes were so tall you questioned if you would be able to make it up and back down the other side just trying to get down to the water? Oh, the sea oats flourished. It was a whole different scenario back then. Well, and I do remember those trucks getting stuck as well, because people.
And I don't know if he's
realize.
Telling us to no bikinis, or is he talking?
We that's good sound counsel. Good sound counsel, Arnold.
But
we appreciate you being here.
Thanks for commenting, Scott. Good to sell, y'all. We'll end with Arnold Butt saying,
He remembers. Yeah,
do you know him?
I don't.
I thought maybe he
and
was
I'm
a friend.
Thinking the yes, LOL, is he remembers all that stuff and not yes, you people keep your bikinis on. I'm not sure which it is, but I'm really liking Arnold's spirit here.
I do too. Arnold, where are you from? Do you live here? What's tell us your story.
Oh, good times on the Getting Beachy podcast. Somebody that remembers the good old days. All right, but back in the good old days, we dreamed of having things like a fast food place back then. That was just like a dream. We didn't have anything like that. We didn't know what a blessing that was, though. So, in all fairness, you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Well, I heard that in 1969 or 70, when the Holiday Inn came in, that it was a big, huge deal. Everybody drove down from Alberta to go see the Holiday Inn.
Well, sure. Oh, hotel look at right down there on that old beach.
Barrio's Hardware Store. Dana, do you remember that?
No, I don't, but my memory's not the greatest. I wouldn't have gone in hardware stores.
Oh, back in the late
70s. Back in the 70s.
Late 70s. Arnold,
we
where
should
do you
have
live?
Asked Lisa Hanna.
Yep.
Walker.
Lisa K. Hanna Walker.
Yep.
Arnold, where are you from? I lived in Ocean Springs. I know what about Ocean Springs. I had cousins there. You live now. Where do you live now? So they come over here for the beach. That's, they call their beach the coast. We're the beach.
Yeah.
He's kind of slow on the typing there. So
or on our receiving of it.
Yeah.
But what else we got? What else we got for tonight? Was that it?
Yeah, we're doing some reminiscing here.
Much. Yeah. The good old days.
Okay. Wow. Well, Arnold's not going to say any more. We're waiting on Arnold. Right. Wait. Oh.
Meridian now. Okay. It's a longer drive for you now.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being here with us. Thank you for chiming in and taking me back. Wow, to the good old days.
I moved here in 90 and I first came here in 87. I'm from Atlanta and we used to go to other beaches, but I mean the changes just that have happened in that time. You know what I miss, Dana? I don't want to do a lot of complaining here. I miss being able to pull down to the public beach and park right in front and look at the beach. I think you froze up.
Did
yeah.
I look like I'm here to me.
Okay. Oh, well. Well, you're smiling. That's a good thing.
Well, there you go. At least it froze on the smile.
One more thing on this. Be careful out there.
That's right. Keep it safe. Keep it beachy. And
pay attention to those flags out there that you're flying. They're there for a reason. You can have fun putting your feet in the water while the flags are out and sitting on the beach and all, and jumping in the pool. We just want you to be safe and come down here and have a good time. Oh, look. Oh, he's sweet. You're welcome. Y'all be blessed.
You too, Arnold. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Arnold. We'll hope you come back next week. All right. Well, what do we say, Dana?
Well, until next week, keep it beachy.
Keep it beachy. Arnold, you too.
Oh, absolutely.
Says, okay. Yeah. All right. It's the same message. All right. Getting beachy. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Bye, everybody.